Animal Farm, A Fairy Story by George Orwell. Mr. Jones of the Manor Farm had locked the hen houses for the night, but was too drunk to remember to shut the popholes. With the ring of light from his lantern dancing from side to side, he lurched across the yard, kicked off his boots at the back door, drew himself a last glass of beer from the barrel in the scullery, and made his way up to bed, where Mrs. Jones was already snoring. As soon as the light in the bedroom went out, there was a stirring and a fluttering all through the farm buildings. Word had gone round during the day that old Major, the prize middle white boar, had had a strange dream on the previous night and wished to communicate it to the other animals. It had been agreed that they should all meet in the big barn as soon as Mr. Jones was safely out of the way.
The morning sunshine descended like an amber shower bath on Blandings Castle, lighting up with a heartening glow its ivied walls, its rolling parks, its gardens, outhouses, and such of its inhabitants as chanced at the moment to be taking the air. It fell on green leaves and wide terraces.
There was once an old squire who was very rich. His pockets bulged with his money, and his waistcoat bulged with his fat, overfed stomach. He lived in a huge house and owned all the land as far as the eye could see. In fact, he had everything a man might want. Everything, that is, except a wife. So he set out to find one.
"I'm so rich, I can choose whoever I want," he told his dog. "They will be lining up to marry me."
One day the old squire was admiring his fields of golden corn when he spotted the farmer's daughter.
"Ho, ho, 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 ho!" he exclaimed. "I can see a wife-to-be, so young, so strong."
Then his eyes narrowed with greed.
"And she will save me money when she's my wife, because I won't have to pay her to work."
So he invited the girl to his mansion that afternoon. When she arrived, he said pompously,
"I have news for you. I have decided to get married, and I have chosen you to be my wife."
"Have you now?" said the farmer's daughter. "Well, I've got news for you and all. I don't want to get wed, and even if I did, you'd be the last person I'd choose."